Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, the chairman of the Heritage Route Authority, Kurt Hillman. Kurt, how are you today?
Very good.
Yeah, glad to have you on the show. And, you know, whenever we get you on, we talk about, that Standish Depot and the big event coming up this weekend, Depot Days.
Yes, our 14th annual Depot Days that is coming up Saturday and Sunday, and it's a fundraiser done to help support us throughout the year.
Yeah, indeed. Fun as in a fundraiser there, because there is a lot of fun happening both days. Let's go through what's going to be happening Saturday and Sunday.
Well, Saturday, we got Schmidt Amusements going to be there. Mm-hmm. The vendors are going to be there, but there's also going to be a chili and pie baking contest on Saturday, and there'll be some different people that'll judge that. We got a silent auction going on. There'll be horse-drawn carriage rides, which these rides are sponsored by the Standish Area Chamber of Commerce, and events on Saturday run from 10 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock in the evening. And then on Sunday, it runs from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Again, we have the Schmidt Amusements. We got vendors. But instead of the chili and pie baking, we're going to have the chicken noodle soup and brownie baking contest, along with the silent auction. And we're going to have a petting zoo, which is sponsored by Eagles Landing Casino.
Man, oh man, you have packed a lot into 2 days, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Try to get things going, and there's the Schmidt Amusement rides are there where you bring out the kids and enjoy the Ferris wheel, the merry-go-round, and all the other things that are there.
Indeed, and of course, Tim Herrick will be there too. It's an annual event for him. He's broadcasting live from 11 to 1, so he'll be right in the middle of all that, and I think he does some judging too.
Yes, he does judge our pie-baking contest. I know he thoroughly enjoys that, as a matter of fact.
He does, no doubt about that. Well, everybody will thoroughly enjoy coming on out. Two big days, Standish Depot Days, that's at the depot there, M61 and US 23. That's happening this weekend, but my friend, you got some other big news for us, too.
Well, actually, we do. On November 23rd in the evening, we're going to have a Christmas parade in Standish, and Santa will arrive on a fire truck to the depot in Standish. Santa will actually turn on the lights at the depot. And people will see there's a lot of new things happen there this year, because the Standish DDA put some money forth and bought a number of new decorations. I know a lot of people were impressed with it last year. They haven't seen anything yet compared to what's going to happen this year. Then also, Saturday, December 1st, 8:30 in the morning to 10:30, Santa is going to arrive in Standish on a train. He will be on the front of the train waving hi to all the people coming in from the south end of town, and he'll be greeting people 8:30 to 10:30 on Saturday morning on the December 1st.
Wow, so you got some big events planned over the course of the next couple months.
Absolutely, we do.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's what you guys do best, including Depot Days in Standish this Saturday and Sunday. Now, Kurt, if they want to learn more about, the Depot Days or about the two Santa events coming up, how do they get more information on this?
Well, they could do a couple different things. They could call the depot. The number is 989-718-3021. They could email the depot if they wish to find out information. That's info@standishdepot.org. Or they could go on Facebook, look up Standish Historical Depot, and the information will be there.
All right. Now, there's no admission charge for the Depot Days this weekend, right?
Absolutely none.
Yeah, just the Schmidt Amusements rides and things like that and the vendors. But otherwise, yeah,
correct.
Come on out and tour the depot. I know I've been there a couple of times over the last couple of years for our roundtables, and it's a beautiful setting. People do need to come on in and see what it's all about.
Yeah, especially they need to come during the Christmas time, because that's when we have the place all decorated inside with numerous different Christmas trees and all the different things in there for people to look at.
Excellent. Chairman of the Heritage Route Authority and the Standish Historical Depot there, Kurt Hillman. Kurt, always a pleasure to have you on, and we'll look forward to talking to you again when we get closer to those next events in November and December.
Absolutely. I think that'd be a good idea, especially with the Santa train.
Yeah.
Like I said, it just materialized last night, so we need to get the information out to people, let them know that Santa's coming to town.
Sounds good. Kurt, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.